This is KTOO's Juneau Afternoon, and it's time for our monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department. Joining me now in Studio 2K is Lieutenant Jeremy Weske. Lieutenant, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Tell us, before we get into things that are going on, what's a day in the life like for a lieutenant in the Juneau Police Department?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on which lieutenant you are. We have a patrol lieutenant, an admin lieutenant, and then my position is over special operations. So I supervise the investigative unit and the drug enforcement unit. And then I have a few other side jobs that I do as well. You know, it's not the exciting police work that, you know, I started my career doing, but get to work on bigger projects and some of the things we'll talk about today, actually. And it's can be pretty fun.
I picture a scene from NCIS every day, drama.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah, high drama. Everything happens really quickly. You know, we all in a one-hour period, we get everything done.
All right. What's going on right now at the police department?
Well, a couple of big things have one has started and one is about to start. The first that started on the 26th is that we've changed our online reporting system a little bit. We've made more calls or crimes reportable online, and we are asking that people report those online unless there's some special circumstance, which they can't. It's mostly property crimes, thefts, vehicle riflings, frauds that are under $5,000, motor vehicle accidents that are under $5,000, some of those kinds of things. We're not asking the public to know what they should and shouldn't report online. Everybody's welcome to call. If it's not an emergency, obviously call the non-emergency number, and a dispatcher can walk you through whether or not to report your call then or report it online.
Okay. So let's see. Somebody steals your bike.
Somebody steals your bike unless you are watching it actively happen. If it's what we would consider a cold call, that will be reported online. Last year, we hired some civilian investigators, and their job is going to be going through those online reports. They're still going to get worked. You're still going to have the full attention of the Juneau Police Department, but the way that it comes into us is just going to be a little different. The hope is in that, one, that it clears up patrol officers to be out on the street. I know people have noticed how busy our patrol officers are, and this will... we hope allow them to get on the street more and be more proactive. Another positive for it is that a lot of times when you have property thefts or frauds, motor vehicle collisions, the public is filing a report because insurance is asking for it or another agency is asking for a police report. When you file online, you get that police report right away. So you can turn it in. When you file in person, that process takes a little bit longer. So those are two benefits we're hoping the public sees.
Right. And I guess that might be a lot of people's question is, you know, what are the benefits of mm-hmm. online reporting? And I guess you sort of said it in that it frees up patrol officers to do other things.
Yes, that is the biggest benefit and the one we're most excited about.
All right. Somebody breaks into your car at night.
You find it in the morning. That's something that you could report online.
Somebody breaks into your house.
That is a burglary, and that would be reported through the normal channels that you're used to.
Okay, so if it's happening live and it's an emergency, call 911.
Always, if it's happening live, an emergency, call 911. I want to reiterate that always call dispatch. And if it's something that is going to be reported online, they can tell you that and walk you through it a little bit. Don't hesitate to call. Don't worry about having to figure it out on your own. Feel free to call JPD and we'll help you out.
And when you say call dispatch, that's the non-emergency number?
That's correct.
Do you remember what that is?
500-0600, I believe.
Okay. So online reporting continues. What else is going on?
The other big change we have is actually, I believe, going to go into the books tomorrow or this week. But the Assembly passed a chronic nuisance ordinance at the beginning of February. The chronic nuisance ordinance is meant to hold property owners accountable for their property. And so We have some properties that tend to receive more attention from us than others, and that is can cause public safety concerns for the neighborhood. It's a lot of resources that are put into those homes. And so the city passed this ordinance as a way to allow us to have another enforcement tool to encourage those property owners to make sure that their properties are not becoming chronic nuisances.
Got it. Can you, I guess, without using a name or an address or something, give us an example of how this might work or what it might look like?
Sure. So, we obviously don't want to talk about specific residences, but I think the public is pretty aware of some of the properties we had downtown over the last few years that were receiving a lot of calls. They were in the media a fair amount. The way this ordinance works is that over the course of a 12-month period, once a property, a residential property, receives 8 qualifying calls for service, they're considered a chronic nuisance. There's a warning system in there so that as a property approaches those 8 calls, they receive a formal warning. There are protections in place to make sure that the types of calls that we are considering chronic nuisance calls don't infringe on anybody calling about domestic violence or child abuse or neglect or sexual assault. Those are all written out in the ordinance, and those will never count towards the chronic nuisance ordinance. These are for things like drug calls, garbage issues, those disturbances, those kinds of issues. But we want to be clear that that is not domestic violence. Those types of calls don't qualify.
Got it. And then remind us what happens once they do become deemed a chronic nuisance.
Sure. So once a property is deemed a chronic nuisance, they're notified and they are given an opportunity to enter into a corrective action plan with the Juvenile Police Department. That corrective action plan will hopefully correct the problem. There's a 30-day window where we wait to see if that corrective action plan does work. And after that 30-day window, if it doesn't work and the calls persist, then the property owner can be fined $400 per qualifying call after that.
Okay. All right. That's the chronic nuisance. What else would you like to share today?
I don't have anything else that I brought with me to share.
Well, Lieutenant Jeremy Weske, we appreciate you coming in today. It's been part of our Juneau Afternoon monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Trouble, 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 trouble.